जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंदन शोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन रामोन्नति रावणचारी रामोन्नति रावणचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी शोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Daya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Daya Gurudev, 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 Srila Gurudev. పావన హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ బృందకి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి శ్రీ శ్రీ గౌర్నితాయికి శ్రీ శ్రీ జగన్నాథ్ బలదే సుభద్రా మహారాణికి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధామాధవకి ఓం అజ్ఞాన తిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయ చక్షుః ఉన్మీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః నమావోం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేష్వభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవత్యుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్ఠికి కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోప కుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. See, this you keep there in the top of his like this. హరే కృష్ణ. వెల్కమ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ డివోటీస్ ఆఫ్ ఇస్కాన్ కల్చరల్ సెంటర్ బెంగళూర్. వి హ్యావ్ బీన్ డూయింగ్ ఆన్ దిస్ టాపిక్ ఆఫ్ వందనం ఆర్ ఆఫరింగ్ ప్రేయర్స్ ఇన్ 3 or 4 క్లాసెస్. వి హ్యావ్ బీన్ గ్రాడ్యువలీ డెవలపింగ్ ద సబ్జెక్ట్. The previous class, I'll just show you what we did. Yeah. How to pray from the heart was the topic of the seminar. And I am just putting it up. We can display. The first door, the body, we explained it. Actually, in the bodily door, I have said many things. But there are a few more things to be added, very important things, like Prabhupada said, chant audibly, pronounce clearly, hear attentively, Prabhupada said. Chant loudly, pronounce clearly, hear attentively. And also the movement of the beads has to be done very carefully. His Holiness Tamalakrishna Maharaj used to keep his thumb between every two beads like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Rama. Then he would move this. Why? Sometimes it shouldn't happen that in one mantra we move 2 or 3. So therefore this also is bodily. Bodily means one has to be very careful in movement of the beads. We don't move too many beads for one mantra. That is with respect to hand. And the lip movement should be there. The lip movement, Prabhupada said, is the evidence whether a person is sleeping or whether a person is awake during chanting. Some people close their eyes and like as if they are in samadhi and they doze and they fall away. Some people may argue that I was chanting. The proof is the lip movement should be there. So Prabhupada said the upper lip, the tongue and the lower lip, all three should move during chanting. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Like one should chant. Prabhupada said one shouldn't hiss like a snake, he said. Like that one should not do, Prabhupada said. Don't hiss like a snake, chant aloud. So that is for the pronouncing clearly. And the movement of the beads, pronouncing clearly, sitting erect. And the body, one can sit in an asana.
Where is the water?
One can sit in a seat and not sit on the floor. Also, the keeping the stability of the body includes one more very important thing called sacred space. Everybody has a different sacred space, but in general, sacred space means that place where you are chanting is very good. Very good means no distractions, no diversions. It's a holy place. You can sit in Karnataka, you find you have every house as a Brahmasthanam. They have a nice small puja room in the middle of the house. Even those who make the houses, they make the place. You must have seen that, isn't it? Where it's a place for Vishnu or Krishna. So if somebody can sit inside the small puja room, lit up a lamp, and just be with the Lord during those couple of hours of chanting. And that way, you look at the beautiful face of the Lord, the altar of the Lord, the Agarbati is on, light lamp is on. In some homes, they keep putting Prabhupada dhun also going on. So, there are bells ringing. So, it's a very auspicious, sacred place for you to sit. And sacred space also means, if you don't have such a facility, it is a place where you sit in such a way that moving people don't distract you. People who go, come, that type of distraction is not there. There is no bad smell, there is no noise, there is no movement. That is sacred space. Imagine you are sitting in a place from where cinema song is coming from the neighbor and it's a familiar song for you. Can you chant? You can't chant attentively. So similarly, if you're sitting in the chair at the entrance of your house and people are coming in, going out, purchasing milk, you know, receiving some guests, you're sitting in the sofa and watching them and chanting. Definitely they're going to talk to you. If you're in puja room, they'll be a little reserved and talking to you. So that which distracts the eyes, that which distracts the nose or the ears, one can keep away from all these distractions. Basically, we want to avoid distractions and sit in a sacred space where we can utter the mantra and concentrate. And the utterance of the mantra should be clear, clear pronunciation and the movement of the beat should be clear. All these are also included in the first door. Maybe I'll put that. Okay, I have included these things also. So that was the first door. So we have explained other things. So let's go to the second door, which was the mind. So we discussed about it also. One thing that I didn't do when I was explaining about the second door is about I told about all the problems of past, present and future, lust, anger and greed and freedom from negativity, lethargy and tamaguna, rajaguna and all that. You have said the solution, I have given many of the points we discussed, the solution. So many people find that these are all very overwhelming, too many things, how so many things we can apply, Prabhu. So once I asked the same question to His Grace Burijan Prabhu and to His Holiness Bhaktivedya Purna Maharaj, that there are so many things the scriptures are asking us to do, you know, do these things and avoid those things. There are prescriptions and prohibitions, do's and don'ts. There are so many, and we may not remember them all the time. We tend to forget. So how we can do so many things in our life? So an interesting thing he said, there is only one thing you have to do in life, he said, which is obedience. Obedience to superiors. The whole Samudra Manthana Leela teaches that. The demigods were told by Lord Vishnu, Na bhetavyam kalakutat. Don't fear when the halahal will come, because I will arrange someone to drink it. Similarly, don't be greedy for the gifts. And don't be angry with the demons. And always be obedient to my instructions, and you will come out successful. Lord Vishnu said, don't be whimsical, don't act independently. And demigods are also people with material desires. And we are also having material desires. So in that sense, we are sadhakas, similar to their situation. All we need to do is to give up our whimsical nature and learn to be obedient to the teachings of Guru and Krishna, coming through the scriptures. Once we are ready, willing to align, just like Arjuna said, Karishye Vachanam Tava, he said, Krishna, I will follow your instruction. Now, you will find in Christianity, they call it as, O Lord, Thy will be done. Similarly, Muslims say, Insha'Allah. Let Thy will be done. Karishye Vachanam Tava. That is obedience. So, therefore, we accept Diksha from a Guru. And we become obedient to His instructions. Then, next to Guru, we have our local authorities, our mentor guiding us. So, we have to check how much attentive we are in trying to fulfill their instructions and orders and guidance. Isn't it? Actually, we can have a very passive relationship with our mentor, and we may be in our own little world like a frog in the well, then we also grow very slow in spiritual life. But if we have a very good relationship of accountability, of how is my sadhana, how is my preaching, how is my health, and how is my spiritual life. So two things are very important, two R's of life, relationships and results. So in our ISKCON motto, the relationship is happy devotees. And the results is in more devotees. So more devotees, happy devotees. When we went to Mayapur, they put up a song there, GBC. More devotees, happy devotees. Lord Chaitanya wanted it. And then they had a guitar, like that they were playing. One devotee had put up a song based on one of the GBC meetings, where this was actually passed to the whole world, ISKCON's motto. If anybody asks you, what is the goal of ISKCON, you can say, more devotees, happy devotees. So, more devotees means, further it is elaborated as, reach everyone, engage everyone. That is more devotees. Go to every home, prati gare gare giya koroi bhiksha, and engage everyone in Krishna service. Bolo Krishna, bhajo Krishna, karo Krishna shiksha. That is more devotees. And happy devotees means, priti lakshanam. So, this is success in spiritual life. If you are doing these two things well, you are very successful in your spiritual life. You are bringing results and relationships. So, relationship with whom? Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas. That is relationship. And results means what? Number of books distributed, number of Harinams conducted, number of preaching programs started, and number of devotees made to become 1600 devotees, number of devotees getting initiated, number of community members who are joining, newly, to become part of our Vaishnava family. Yeah, all these things are results. So, in this way, if we work on this one thing, obedience principle, by that obedience to our superiors, all good qualities will come very easily, because our superiors actually want to see us flourish in our spiritual life. And if we become independent and do our own thing, you know, sometimes we try to keep away from the superiors in order to not be in the radar range, to be corrected or to be rectified or to be polished and to become more surrendered. We are not ready for it. Like I used to have a boil in my hand in my school days. When my mother took me to doctor said, "Please show me what is the problem." I showed this shoulder. "Doctor, see here." And doctor asked, "Here, are you feeling pain?" I said, "Not so much," I said. And my mother said, "Hey, you are showing this side, you should show this side." "Your boil is on this side." I said, "I am afraid to show this side. If doctor pinches my hand, it will be painful." So, generally, we like to show the bright side of our life to people, not the troubled side. And therefore, we don't get help often. But if we can show our troubled side and take help, it's called Guhyamakyati Prachati. That is called revealing mind in confidence and taking help. And through that, Pritilakshanam happens. Of course, for us to do that, we need trustworthy Vaishnavas in whose stature, spiritual stature and advice and instruction we put faith. So, then when we take help, all these things will become very easy. The mind can be calmed very easily. Basically, in Bhagavad Gita, like Krishna says, few things very easy to understand. One is the past, present and future. Mind worries about the past, fears about the future. That is one thing. Another thing is the mind undergoes dualities called Shita, Ushna, Sukha, Dukkha, Man, Apaman. And these things will be there in our life. You can't get away from it. They will be there. But you should not pay attention to them. You overlook them. Like Jada Bharata. Just overlook them. Don't care about them. I know it's difficult. But if that becomes your focus. One example I'll tell you. I was recently correcting one of the devotees in my guidance. So he was in another place. When I was correcting him, I told him that, you know, you see, learn to be obedient to your local authorities and you will flourish in your life. He said, "No, the local authority, they have problem. You know, they have, you know, they are not free from three gunas." I said, "Who is free from three gunas? Even we are also in three gunas. You are in three gunas. I am in three gunas. We are all struggling. Pure devotees are very few. So we have to learn to work with people who are still not yet free from modes." Then he said, "Not only I have problem, many others also have problem with them." I said, "See, this is very dangerous for you," I told him, "in spiritual life, because you are not only finding fault, you are also defending yourself in saying everybody has problem. You are thinking everybody has problem is your problem," I told him, "because you are losing focus in spiritual life. You are focusing on duality. You are not focusing on Krishna," I told him. "You have to worry only about your spiritual master and your authority in spiritual life. You don't have to worry about others. Others are all patients. They are coming to hospital to meet the doctor. We have no business with them. I should not go around asking, 'Hey, patient, tell me you have headache, you have stomachache, you have cancer. All of you tell me what problems you have.' Is it our interest? We are not the doctor. The doctor has got the papers for each of them and he will attend to them. That is, we should mind our own business. So our relationship is with the doctor. We can get ourselves cured and come back. We don't have to worry about others' problems." So in the same manner, ISKCON is a hospital, spiritual hospital. We have come here. We have to worry, are my authorities pleased with me? Is my spiritual master pleased with me? Am I aligning with them and obedient to my superiors? And how am I doing? And then I will not focus my attention on the dualities around me. You know, there may be sukha, dukkha, shita, ushna, man, apaman. Everybody goes through it. It's a part of material life. So we just overlook it. Like Jada Bharata overlooked his brother's mistreatment. Bharat Maharaj, Jadabharata overlooked his father's sweet treatment. His father was very good to the son to make him a pakka karmakandi brahmana. But Jadabharata was determined not to be pampered by the father. Father pampered him, brothers insulted him. All brothers also didn't give him good facility. No good food, no good money. They cheated him. Jadabharata overlooked. Later on, the Kali worshippers, they gave him nice food and garland and kumkum chanda and everything. They gave him sukh and they wanted to take the chopper and cut his neck, that is dukh. So his father and brothers gave shitoshna, Kali worshippers gave sukha dukha, and Rahugana gave man apaman. First he gave apaman, then he gave man. Initially he insulted Jadabharata on the top when he was sitting at the top. When he got down, he fell at his feet and became his disciple. And then he gave man. In all the six situations, Jadabharata was undisturbed because he understood, I have nothing to give and take with these dualities. I have everything to give and take with Krishna and Guru. Guru is important. Why? Because Guru is escorting me in my spiritual life to go back to Krishna. And Krishna is very important. Why? Because he is my everything. He is my pranadhan. He is my mother, he is my father, he is my friend, he is my wealth, he is my education. He is be all and end all for me. So these two are the very important people. Of course, Krishna, why I am saying only Krishna? Krishna means Radharani is included. Without Radharani's grace, nobody can attain Krishna. So, in this way, the divine couple and our authorities and the superiors and ultimately Guru, we have to, then actually the mind will be very easy to tackle. Very easy. Just learn obedience. Therefore, you find in Bhagavad Gita only two principles. Shishyaste aham shadhimam tvam prapannam. That is surrender. And the result of surrender is karishye vachanam tava at the end. Similarly, all of you devotees in your spiritual life, eventually you came to 8 rounds, 12 rounds, 16 rounds. Eventually you came to initiation. That means shishyaste aham shadhimam tvam prapannam. You have already done that. And after doing that, what is the next step? Karishye vachanam tava. That we have not yet fully come. One part we have done. You have come to the point of, you know, taking initiation from a guru. Guru has become your spiritual father. And you are also coming to temple, rendering service, connecting in everything. And then, if you see in Karishye vachanam tava, sometimes we forget, Karishye vachanam mama. I will do my, what I want to do. That is opposite of Karishye vachanam tava. So therefore, the mind becomes very easy to control with this one good quality of obedience in spiritual life. First of all, we have to get the right direction. When we get the right direction, we have to obey the right direction. Life becomes very, very simple. Actually, what happens, for example, if I follow this verse, Atyahara, Prayasa, Prajalpa, Niyamagraha, Jana Sangashta, Lavulyamcha, Shadbir Bhaktir, Vinashyati. I found myself in my life, when I kept a very simple button phone, you know, although the world is rumbling with so many activities, the world doesn't exist for me. Because I fail to connect with that world, which is materialistic world, which is simply the, speaking rubbish, useless, prajalpa. If I disconnect myself from it, the world doesn't exist for me. And the more I hear Krishna's name, form, qualities, pastimes, then I am able to live in Krishna's world. Even while being here. That's what Prabhupada precisely did when he went to hippie land in America. He said, this is Vaikuntha. He said, why he found Vaikuntha and hippie land? Because he made those fellows chant the holy name. Prabhupada said, since you guys are agreeing to chant holy name, this is better than heavenly planets also. This is Vaikuntha, he said. So, we have to make an ambience in our mind. I'm not talking about external ambience. Forget it. External ambience cannot be changed, especially in the modern times. Your external ambience will be your office. Your external ambience will be your housing colony where there is so much, non-devotee association and everything. So we can't change the external world, but we can change the internal makeup of our mind by three things I have said. One is Sharanagati, surrender. And another one, obedience to the instructions of the superiors. And thirdly, I spoke about, you know, disconnecting ourselves from those things which lead us downwards, in a downward spiral, which degrade us. We should avoid them. Our tempting environments and everything we avoid, and keep ourselves in a world of you know, Krishna conscious absorption. So then it's very easy to manage our mind. I'll give you a simple example. Think about it. Say if this fan is rotating, I want to stop the fan. Two things I can do. One is I can put a tall stool, climb on the top, and try to catch the running fan. Say, let us say the fan is running on 1 or 2 speed. I catch the fan. Sound will come because it's already on now, and I'm trying to stop it. The fan is going to protest. Hey, motor is on. The motor coil will get burnt, isn't it? If I'm holding, and holding is also not very easy. My hand may get cut also if I try to hold it. So mind is like this fan, rotating. Zoom, 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 zoom. It's always revolving. It's very difficult to control. But there is a very easy way to control the fan. Stop the fan. What is it? Switch off the fan here. You are switching off here, stops the fan there. And that switch is called regulation in spiritual life. Yukta ahara, yukta vihara, yukta cheshtasya. Like the Krishna says, regulate your eating, regulate your sleeping, regulate your recreation, and regulate your lifestyle. Regulate, you have seen regulator in a gas cylinder. That regulator ensures that you will not get a big fire accident with the cylinder. Without regulator, that it can blow off. Similar, our mind also is like that. If you don't put regulator, it can blow off and make a crazy, make us insane. But the easiest way, the mind can be tamed and the mind can be trained, is to regulate the mind. Sense gratification is not prohibited, but it is regulated. You will see, so there are three stages. Irregulated, regulated, liberated. So conditioned souls means we can, generally conditioned souls are irregulated, therefore they terribly suffer in the mind and the body. But from our acharyas teach us to go from irregulated to regulated in everything we do. And then when we do, like for example eating, you should eat only prasadam. You know, sleeping, sleep only 6 hours. Sex life, only within marriage. And one should not try to connect with anybody in an illicit way. Similarly, you know, one wants to have a house. Okay, draw the line between what is necessity and luxury. One wants to earn some money. Okay, know what is need, what is want. And in the same manner, our eating. Yes, you are allowed to eat prasad, but not overload the belly. You are allowed to eat food. Don't eat too much quality food in too big quantity. Instead of getting energy to do devotion service, you will go to sleep. So in this way, our acharyas have given us regulation in everything we do in our life. And for so therefore, from irregulated, we have to come to a regulated lifestyle, which is not very difficult. See, love of God is a big thing, but regulated life is not a big thing. Actually, regulated life is a big thing for those in tamoguna and rajoguna. They struggle actually. But once you come to sattoguna, regulated lifestyle is very easy. Very easy. I can show you devotees. 20 years, 25 years, I have seen them. You know, they wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning. You see, it's great. Sankarshan Chadadikari Prabhu. Every morning he gets up at 2 o'clock. Sleeps at 9, 9:30. 2 o'clock he'll be up. You will see that. He and his wife also, Vishnu Priya Mataji. And they chant all the rounds. They have deities to take care. They're traveling preachers. Actually, regulated people eventually conquer the senses and conquer the mind very easily. And they can be very focused and concentrated in spiritual life. Therefore, I am dwelling on this. It's of interest to us because it's not difficult. It is within your reach. It's possible for you. It's possible. Anybody can make an effort for regulated lifestyle. And you can know about it in Nectar of Instruction. Two books, Nectar of Instruction, Nectar of Devotion. Two books. And so I told you the example. switching off the fan, which is more easy than catching the fan, isn't it? Similarly, you cannot stop the mind, but you can regulate the mind. It's possible. So I see many times students writing mails to me. Like one student wrote to me saying that, Prabhu, you know, I have a habit of falling prey to pornography watching. But please don't tell me to sacrifice my smartphone. In the beginning, only he's putting conditions. Sir, I can't use a button phone like you. At the same time, I will keep the smartphone. Still tell me how I can avoid misusing it. Actually, I told him, you have no adhikar to use a material commodity which you have no power to handle. Like an electrician can handle electricity and he can utilize it nicely for putting on the light and everything. But if you don't know to handle electricity, some of you attending the class now, you may be knowing how to put the fuse. If you have done it several times, you are expert at it, no problem you can do. But if you have not done it before, you have no experience of it, don't try to do it on your own by hearing from somebody. Because if you put the fuse and put your finger inside and plug it, you will get a shock. And you know, you'll get a big shock. Some people don't know. They without chappal they put, or with the wet hands they put, they get a big shock. So if I cannot handle Maya, material energy, in Krishna's service, then better keep away from it. So in the material commodities, this is a very simple formula I'm telling you. Anything that is pulling our leg, we should know, I cannot regulate this. I should give it up. And anything that I am able to control and handle in Krishna's service, I can accept. So, some people have weakness in eating, some people have weakness in sleeping, some people have weakness in sex life, some people have weakness with handling computer or smartphone. Like, there are people who have gone mad in using smartphone. So, year after year, they are increasing the number of contacts in WhatsApp. Unrestrictedly. So how are they going to get time to for Krishna service? So therefore, that which I cannot regulate, I renounce. That which I can regulate, I regulate. When I do this this formula, very simple it is. If I do this, then life, mind will be very peaceful. Body and mind will be very peaceful. Then I can focus on Krishna consciousness in a very concentrated way. Therefore, don't think that I am telling too many things here. Actually, now I summarized it for you. Sharanagati, surrender, the sixfold principles of surrender, you know, anukulyasa, sankalpa, pratikulyasa, varjanam, rakshasadhiti, vishwaso, gopadratve, varanam tata, atmanikshepa, karpandi, shadvidha, sharanagati. So, whatever is favorable, no matter how painful it is, we will accept it. Like rising early in the morning is anukul. I will get up at any cost. Yeah. Chanting extra rounds on Ekadashi day may be a little painful for the mind. Still, I will do it because it's anukul for me. You know, and pratikul, what is unfavorable. So, sometimes when you take prasad, some very special item is there. Some special sweet or special fried item. It is very delicious for the tongue. Like samosa, somebody brings a crispy samosa, very nice, stuffed with very nice masala. Mind may feel like eating 6 or 8, but after eating 2, one has to say, stop it now. It may be tasty, but no, not good for the health too much. Be restricted, particularly as a varjana. And rakshasadhiti vishwasa, Krishna will surely protect me, definitely. Krishna is the embodiment of love. All that comes from him is love for me. And gopatratve varanam tata. My salary is not my maintenance. Krishna is the maintainer, ultimately. He can make me a billionaire, he can make me a beggar. That is in his hands. So in this way, one should have a firm faith in Krishna's maintenance. He is maintaining in African jungle, you know, elephants which are eating tons of grass every day. They never earned an engineering degree or a medical degree. Similarly, there are birds getting their food. These fellows never went to school or college. They are getting their maintenance. So, I earned a degree and I am earning money. Okay. But I shouldn't become, you know, controller of my life thinking that, you know, everything is in my hands. Krishna is actually maintaining everybody. I have to do my job responsibly and earn money. But at the same time, I should know Krishna is in control. Gopatritve varanam tata atmanikshepa karpanye. Self-surrender and humility in approaching Krishna. All these things are Sharanagati. So Sharanagati and then obedience to the Lord. After actually Sharanagati has many principles. And ultimately, I told you, the Sharanagati lead to the point of Karishye Vachanam Tava. I will accept whatever you say, and then we follow it in our life. Faithfully, those who follow, they get the fruits, they get the benefit. You will see the Amritamantan Leela, Samudramantan Leela, where they brought Amritam. The demigods got by obedience. Arjuna obeyed Krishna and he emerged victorious in the battle of Kurukshetra. Dhruva Maharaj obeyed Swayambhu Manu's advice to desist from the battle with the Yakshas. He told, okay, I want to kill all the Yakshas, but I will not, because you have told me not to kill. Prithu Maharaj agreed to not do the 100th Yajna. Our Gauranga Darshan Prabhu from Govardhan Eco Village, he had given a very nice seminar. He was telling how 99 is greater than 100. So, when I first saw that, right, I was amazed. Hey, really? 99 is greater than 100? How is it? I was surprised. Then I heard the lecture, then I understood. 99 yajnas were done by Prithu and 100 yajnas done by Indra. But who pleased Lord Krishna? Krishna? Prithu pleased. Therefore, 99 is greater than 100. By sacrificing one sacrifice, Prithu Maharaj pleased Lord Krishna. By doing 100 sacrifices and troubling Prithu, Indra did not please Supreme Lord, you see. So, Prithu obeyed the request of Brahma and the order of Supreme Lord. Priyavrat obeyed the three Mahajans, Narada and Swayambhu Manu and Brahma, and agreed to marry and rule the world. Shastras are full of examples of obedience. And another thing I told you is about regulation. A regulated lifestyle will make our lives very simple. You know, we can maximize Krishna time, minimize Maya time. And keeping our body and mind very stable and simple, you know, you will be able to focus on spiritual life very nicely, even while living in a city. You can't blame the city at all. If somebody says, Prabhu, in case, you know, we were in a farm, we would be doing better spiritual life. You know, every day we will be hearing Bhagavatam 2 hours. Somebody may be saying, it's a useless talk, it is. Simply, it's a gossip, actually. Because why do we talk about things which are the parameters which are different here in our life? Therefore, let's not try to change the world around us. Let us change our inner climate. That's what is 2.14 Bhagavad Gita. Krishna said, Matra Sparshasta Kaunteya. He said, Shita Ushna Sukha Dukata. You can't change the world. But he said, Tam Stitikshasva Bharata. You change your inner climate, he said. You change your outlook, change your inner climate. Create an ambience within your mind, yourself, in such a way that by simplifying your eating, sleeping, sex life, recreation, everything, your life would be very simple, very easy. So that way you manage the mind. Then we come to the heart, the third door. We will do a little homework more about the heart today. Which one? You're showing, no?
Yeah.
Now, what is the heart we should know first? You see, a heart is called, in Sanskrit, it's called chitta. What is a chitta? Chitta is the subconscious mind. There is a conscious mind, a subconscious mind, like a glacier. Glacier has a tip outside and big mountain of ice below. Now, in a glacier, by looking at the tip of the iceberg, you may not know how big is the iceberg. That's what happened with the big ship, Titanic. The Titanic, they were claiming that it's a ship even God cannot sink, because it is such a robust ship, very long ship. 1800 superstars were there, big heroes and heroines. Everybody wanted to be a part of that maiden voyage. So they all boarded it, but when the ship was going, suddenly it encountered a big glacier. It hit the glacier and it stooped down like this, went into the water. Similarly, in our life sometimes, a devotee appears to be a very wonderful devotee. Externally, looks only the tip of the iceberg. You don't know what is his mental makeup or personality makeup. Suddenly, he does a blunder. And you wonder, he was a person of character. He was a good person. Suddenly, how he behaved like this? He became extremely angry or became extremely lusty. extremely greedy or suddenly gave up everything and went away or something. People do that. So this happens from subconscious mind, which is called chitta. Just like in your home, sometimes you have made one room as a, go down or something. You dump everything there, you know, and keep it locked always. But suddenly one day you find a millipede is coming out of the room and your children are coming and showing, hey, that's a millipede. Then you become afraid, my lord, I have to clean the godown. Otherwise the millipedes are coming tomorrow, snake will come. Huh? And then when you open that godown room, it's full of dust, you are coughing. Huh? And it's a very laborious thing. It takes sometimes 2-3 days to clean up such a room sometimes. So our subconscious mind is like that also. Subconscious mind means the mind we are carrying from the previous lives. And then you will see that that is like a past history of the mind. And conscious mind is right now you are hearing my lecture, you are able to understand, you are fully aware what I am speaking. That is conscious mind. Conscious mind is perceiving through the five senses now, with eyes and ears and nose and tongue and skin, perceiving the world around now. And it is generating thoughts now, thought, word, feeling and willing. That is conscious mind. Subconscious mind is like a machine. It functions like a machine. For example, from the subconscious mind, like what type of association you got earlier. Like for example, from your mother and father, from your teachers, from your friends, from the novels you read, the movies you watched, the cinema songs you used to sing, and the activities you have done in the past, good and bad, all that has got stored in your subconscious mind. Many layers of different, and that has now led you to certain habits which have formed now. We call this vritti vasana sanskar. Vritti is a thought, vasana is a propensity, and sanskara is a tendency. So they are of increasing degree. Vritti means a thought. One gets a small thought to do something. It's like taking a small stone and put in a serene pond. Some ripples come. And the thought gradually grows into vasana, vritti to vasana. Vasana is more serious. That means it is propensity. When one indulges in certain activity, that creates a propensity to go for it. For example, say everybody is taking 2 gulab jamuns. I look here and there, nobody is there, I take 5. So that's a vritti, first time I take. Then now, after eating 5, I am used to eating 5 now. Every time I go to any festival, they make gulab jamun, my mind says, you have been minimum eating 5, so you have to, everybody may get 1 or 2, but you have to get 5. It's our propensity it becomes. And propensity means, vasana means what? Like if you have a liquor pot, you throw away the liquor, wash with water, dry it also and smell it, vasana will come. It doesn't go away very easily. Similarly, people who smoke cigarette, they put mukvas and all, they put, still the smell doesn't go away. That is vasana. And sanskar is a deadly thing. It's like taking a football-sized stone and throwing it in a pond. Big tide will come. Go till the end of the pond. So that is sanskara. Sanskara means a set pattern. Or a tendency. It cannot be otherwise. For example, say when you are having a wet cement, somebody goes with a big shoe and stands on the wet cement. Immediately the shoe goes deep into the cement and then it makes a wedge, makes an impression. And every time you throw water and clean that floor, it will go into that shoe hole. And water will get stuck up there. Every time you will face the difficulty. If you really don't want water to be stored, then you have to again put cement and cover it up. So we have to remove the old sanskaras. Vitarka bhavane pratipaksha bhavanam. Patanjali says that vitarka bhavane pratipaksha bhavanam means in our mind we have old impressions of heroines and heroes whom we very much appreciated in our karmi life. Now we have become devotee, we have to replace them by Radha and Krishna's beautiful forms. If you become attracted to Radha Madhava, become attracted to Radha Shyam Sundar, isn't it? You become attracted to the forms of the deity, Radha Vrindavan Chandra, we become attracted to them. then this superhero, superheroine, Nayaka Nam Shiro Ratnam Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, they will replace the old heroes and heroines. You will forget the old ones. That's what Patanjali says. Patanjali says, you cannot artificially give up the old vasanas and sanskaras. You have to replace them with the new and spiritual ones. Only then we can give them up. So these are the things present in the chitta, subconscious mind. Therefore, many, many devotees ask, Prabhuji, why I am again and again doing the old thing? Because it is coming from the chitta, from the heart. Consciously, a devotee is good. But when a devotee is little unconscious, then they do wrong things. When they become little unconscious. Therefore, it is said, momentary neglect, big price you have to pay. Indra, momentary neglect in respecting Guru, Brihaspati. Result, he lost all his opulences. A momentary neglect. Indradumna Raja, momentary neglect of Agastya Muni and his disciples. She was little poor in guest reception. And the result, he had to become an elephant in the next life. You see, just momentary. Many a times mistakes happen only in a moment. Like somebody didn't sleep well in the night. They got only 3-4 hours sleep. Next day morning they're driving a car. They dozed a little bit. A terrible accident. The car goes and hits a tree or something. And people die in the car crash or something. Because they were driving the car very fast. And they were dozing. One momentary doze. So in this way, we will find that the old vasanas and sanskaras pose difficulties for us, and we should not get too much worried about them. Oh, really, really? Because I have stored from the previous lives, and it is almost like a passive machine pushing me, like you put a brake here in a goods train, and the train will stop 30 feet ahead because of the sheer inertia, you know, with which the train is moving. Similarly, the old habits actually catch us by the neck and they push us. That's what Arjuna asked the question, Baladiva Niyojitaha, like that he asked. Krishna, anichchannapi varshneya, iccha na hote huye bhi. Even though I don't want to see me gliding down, I am seeing that the old habits are catching me by the neck and baladiva niyojitaha. And then Krishna told the answer, kama yesha, krodha yesha, rajoguna samudbhava, mahashano, mahapapma, vidya nimiha vairinam. He told Arjuna, it is lust only, Arjuna. What is the lust? Lust means adamant propensity for doing that which is prohibited. Therefore, I told you obedience. Opposite of lust is obedience. Lust actually means we want to act whimsically, we want to act erratically, and we want to indulge in the prohibited actions. Like Krishna said, no, in the 16th chapter, last verse, he said, yas shastra vidhi mutsrujya vartate kama karataha. Nasa siddhim vavapunoti na sukam na paramgatim. He said, if somebody is acting independently, whimsically, not caring for the instructions of the superiors, he knows what is right, still he will do wrong. That is called lust. And such a lust actually will, you know, actually many times the wrong things appear very pleasing to mind. It is pleasurable to mind, but if one has good spiritual intelligence, one will clearly know these are wrong, shouldn't be done, is inappropriate. It has happened that somebody becomes a mentor and they are guiding so many people. Some very, very beautiful lady comes in their guidance and they become very charmed. Already she is married, she has a couple of children, but still this person is married, he has children also. But somehow he feels charmed, oh, she looks like an angel. And that Mata is very innocent. She comes to take Krishna conscious knowledge. But if somebody becomes like an animal inside the mind, Sai Pashu Bada Durachar. So that is called Kama. Kama means actually that one shouldn't desire to exploit or enjoy. Similarly, if money comes in one's hands, one time in our Pune temple, we had given receipt books to one devotee and told, Prabhu, give the receipt books to all the community devotees and let them collect and bring. So he gave it out to more than 300 books, 200 books, but he didn't note down to whom he gave. He just gave it away. Prabhu, you told us to give it, we have given it, he said. Then later on, he told the congregation, all of you please tell us who all took the books. So only 200 of them, say 200 said, another 50, 60 books, we don't have any account. Who took it, we don't know. They're not responding. Then later on, after the Janmashtami is over, we have to collect all the receipt books back. Only 100 have come, or 100, 120. Other people, they kept the book in their home. Some have collected money and kept along with the receipt book. Some of them said, we have taken the money, we have not yet given receipt to the people, we have to give it. So in this way, when they were careless, then I gave one lecture on Brahmaspad. Brahmaspad means, whatever money is given to Krishna, you should not touch one penny of it. It will burn your entire dynasty. It is very dangerous. I told from Riga, in Riga pastime, you read the last part, immediately all the 250 booklets came back. Everything after that. And everybody became afraid. Oh, this is fire. We cannot touch it after that. So many years ago in this way, when we are giving out things. Why I am saying, if you are taking Krishna's money and not reaching it to Krishna, it's very dangerous. It is prohibited. It's lust to use that money for one's own purposes. Similarly, handle money or handle woman, handle having a post and exploiting somebody. So, therefore, opposite of lust is obedience to the superiors, despite our not liking also. Whether it's pleasing to my mind or not, I will do it because that's what is the right thing to do. That is good for me. So, in this way, the chitta, sanskaras in the chitta, there is actually negative vritti vasana sanskar and there is positive vritti vasana sanskar also on the positive side. For example, somebody comes to temple and they sit and clap hands and take part in kirtan. Once they liked it, then they start coming regularly. For every day Gaura Arati, they start coming. So the vritti becomes vasana and sanskara, positive, isn't it? It becomes a good habit. Some people are so pious, they're addicted to coming to temple and taking darshan. They can't, without giving hazard to the Lord, they cannot live. They have to salute the Lord and go every day. So they are addicted to good habit, which is welcomable. So, one of the ways to cleanse our mind is to develop positive attraction for Lord's personality. So I want to show you something in that connection. Yeah, lobha. Actually, material greed is condemned, but spiritual greed is glorified. Please read it. Lobha, intense greed, refers to?
To the state where
our soul and an overwhelming desire
to please Krishna in a practical way.
In a particular way.
In a particular way.
Yeah.
As long as there is some other desire in our heart, the required intensity cannot be manifest.
Yeah. So, in spiritual life, we need lobha. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam api kuto vilabhyate tatra lolyam api ekala mulyam janma koti sukritirna labhyate. This verse says that we all need a Krishna lalasa, which Bharat Maharaj had. Uttama shloka lalasaha. That old Orissan lady who climbed on the shoulder of Lord Chaitanya, she had that greed. And South Indian Brahman, reading Bhagavad Gita, he had that greed. And that Mathura Brahman, whom Lord Chaitanya met, and he was actually telling Lord Chaitanya that when Lakshman brings the vegetables, Sita will cook, and then I will serve you lunch. He also had that greed, lobha. And in this way, you find the many characters. Our Billu Mangal Thakur, after being chastised by Chintamani, he developed greed for attaining Krishna also. And Akrura, entering Vrindavan, had the greed to see Krishna and Balaram. So we all need similar type of greed in attracting Krishna's attention. Because Krishna is not satisfied with ordinary devotional service. He is attracted to intense devotional service. He himself says that, Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantaschadradavrataha. He says, my devotees are doing satatam, if somebody is doing bhakti constantly, or dhridavrata, the endeavor with great determination, tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. See the adjectives that Krishna is using. Satata yuktanam, they always engage in my service. 24/7 they are thinking of me. And bhajatam, how they do chanting? Priti purvakam. With great love they chant my names. Loving devotional service. They lovingly distribute my books. They lovingly dance in the aratis. They lovingly distribute prasadam. They lovingly glorify me. So he wants Preeti Purvakam, everything. And then he says, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam. Then I will give them the Buddhi by which they can come to me very easily. So this is the meaning of Lobha. Lobha means we should do devotional service. Like you like ordinary dosa, or do you like special dosa? Yeah, special dosa, right? It's like a paper. See, dosa itself is attractive because it's like a very nice crispy paper. But inside that, if masala is there, people like it more. Correct, no? Similarly, there's ordinary devotion service like ordinary paper dosa. And inside you put stuff, there is special devotion service, where which has got loba. So that loba makes it raga, raganuga. So there is vibhava, anubhava, and sattvika bhava, and sanchari bhava. Or sanchari bhava, vyabhichari bhava, you call it. And then fifth stage is called sthayi bhava. So I'll tell you a little bit about each of it. Like if you see the first one, it's called vibhava. Vibhava means the impetus that attracts you to develop the lobha. Like in Vrindavan, the impetus is Krishna's flute. The moment he plays flute finished, everybody goes mad. The cows and calves, you know, the calves are drinking milk from the udder of the cows. When they hear the Krishna's flute sound, they cannot drink milk now because this is more attractive for them. And the cows are also eating grass. Now the grass is in their tongue, but they are unable to swallow it because the nectar of Krishna's flute is entering. So their ears are, you know, standing up like this to hear Krishna's flute sound. And they stop eating the grass, the cows and the bulls, like that. The demigods are flying in the sky along with their goddesses. And when they hear the flute sound, they come down to Vrindavan and to come and hear the they are going mad also. And Brahma and sages are, you know, doing puja for the Lord. But when they hear the flute sound, they leave everything behind and they come to take part in hearing. In this way, everybody goes. So the impetus for everybody to become charmed by Lord Krishna is this flute sound. That's called vibhava, we call it. And anubhava means, you know, as soon as you are charmed. Okay, I'll give you another example, after which we'll come to this example. It'll be very easy. See, vibhava means the impetus. Now, anubhava means what? For example, if a child, a tender child, you all have seen a newborn baby, 3 months or 6 months old, it looks with pinkish hands and moving the hand and leg. So as soon as you look at the child, you feel charmed. So then anubhava means what? You want to, you know, cuddle the child. So immediately you go and pick up the child and keep on your lap. Isn't that's called as anubhava. And sanchari bhava or vyabhichari bhava means what? Aggressive love shown towards a child to protect the child from some fear or danger. That is called sanchari bhava or vyabhichari bhava, we call it. Aggressive love shown. Like for example, the child is taking a knife. Hey, don't touch the knife. Child is touching. Hey, don't touch the fire, my child. You know? Or lorry is coming, child is going to cross the road. Hey, don't cross! What will happen to you? So it's aggressive love shown to protect the beloved. That is sanchari bhava, we call it. And that is actually spontaneous. That is not planned. Whereas anubhava is planned. Intelligence is involved in it. Like for example, from vibhava is the impetus. And the impetus, then you want to express your love by picking up the child. And you want to cuddle the child, play with the child. That is anubhava. Whereas in sanchari bhava and vyabhichari bhava, if you see, there the aggressive love is shown without any pre-planning of the mind or intelligence. It just spontaneously springs out of you. You want to do that. And then, after that sanchari bhava, the result is, sattvika bhava. That's called a sattvika bhava. That is aggressive. Actually, the sthayi bhava is a state, which is a steady state of ever-flowing love 24/7 at every moment. Like Lord Chaitanya got up in the morning, he will be flooding with love of God. In the evening, he will be flooding with love of God. At every moment, he felt love of God. It's a very steady love, thick love, like a rock candy love. That is the highest stage. So our lobha also will gradually grow through the stages in the same manner. Just like I told you for a child, in the same manner for Krishna. It has to, initially, it we need some impetus in spiritual life for the love to be awakened in our life. And when that impetus awakens us, and then that goes to the Anubhava. Anubhava is a planned one and Sattvika is a spontaneous one. And Sanchari Bhava is the aggressive love. So the difference between Anubhava and Sattvika is spontaneous. And Anubhava is a pre-planned and like, you know, for example, if you see a child, you want to cuddle the child or serve the child. Whereas in Sattvika stage, without even planning, very naturally you love the child. In the same manner with Krishna also. Like you see certain deities, very beautiful deities, immediately your affection arises. It's called Uddipan, we call it. Uddipan means, therefore in our temple also we put many pictures all around. By looking at this, like Krishna is lifting over the hill, you see that, oh, how wonderful he is giving shelter to Jivasis. And you look at him dancing on the Kaliya and you immediately think, oh, how powerful he is. Dancing on Kaliya, he's a good fellow to take shelter. He will protect me also as he protected Vrijabhasis. Like that our mind gets inspired. And he is running away from Yashoda. Yashoda is catching. Hey, look at him. What kind of God he is? His Godhead has given up his Godhood simply out of love of Yashoda. So in this way, you also feel, oh, such a nice Lord he is. He's a supportive Lord, playful Lord, kind Lord, friendly Lord, who is unassuming Lord. He gives up his Godhood and becomes just like one of us. I would like to go back to spiritual world and associate with him. So in this way, when you see the pictures, it increases your Uddipan. Uddipan. It increases your impetus for loving him and serving him. So the Lobha has to be awakened. So at what stage Lobha appears? Yes?
Usually doesn't awaken until the Nishta, after the Anartha Nivruti.
Yeah. So we have to come to Nishta at least. Then only this Lobha will properly appear. So for that, we have to adopt those three I told you. Obedience and regulated lifestyle, Sharanagati. So those things we do. And also in my YouTube, we have put three different series from Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani seminar series. The first one is called as Shaky to Steady Seminars. And the second one is called as what is that? Removal of Unwanted Habits. Yeah, that is Anartha Nivruti. And the third one is Steady Devotion and Taste. These are three different seminars with three, four parts each. If any of you is very interested, that will very much help you in development of Lobha. So, on the cover slide is very similar, blue one, steps, you will easily find it. So, you can see it and learn more elaborately. I also derived tremendous inspiration from the book of His Holiness Shivaram Swami on the topic of Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani. Is an elaboration of the NOD book only, Nectar of Devotion book only. From there, he has elaborated very nicely with examples and illustrations. Yeah, I just prepared from it and I spoke. So, qualification to enter the confidential pastimes through Prabhupada's books. How to enter while reading Prabhupada's books? See, Prabhupada's books are very empowered translations. He has made complex philosophy very easy. In a very easy way and safe way we can learn. And Prabhupada gives foundational knowledge for the first-time readers. And deeper understanding also he gives in Bhagavatam and CC as we proceed. And he has also given us warnings in entering into Rasalila and other things. And even Krishna book is full of philosophy also, Prabhupada books. So Prabhupada books are very safe to read. And then when we have not yet come to study, still we are in Anartha Nivruti, what we should do? Sometimes we get agitated by reading pastimes of Radha, Krishna, Gopis and all. Then what to do? Learn the basic philosophy from Prabhupada books. And then Krishna reading should be secondary. Secondary means what? During prasad or something, we read some Krishna pastime from Krishna book. But we don't go exclusively on Krishna Leela. Render a lot of selfless service, attentive japa, diligent study of Shastra, and gradually purify by regulated lifestyle. And I told you those seminars on removal of unwanted habits, we have given elaborately on this. At the purified stage of Nishtha Bhakti, which is Shraddha, Savasanga, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivruti, Nishtha. In that, after Anartha Nivruti, Nishtha means most habits are freed now. We are becoming free from the bodily consciousness also. We are understanding I am the soul. And we are free from the sex urge. At that time, we become fixed up. in Krishna. And then Krishna Leela becomes very easy to appreciate. We feel very strong shelter in Krishna's lotus feet in the heart. Then we are introspective and honest enough, and we know our level of advancement. And then in this way we can proceed further. Now here prescriptions for three levels of people: non-devotees, and mixed devotees, and Kanishtha Adhikaris. Three people. Kanishtha Adhikaris are superior to mixed devotees. Because Kanishtha Adhikari is a Kanishtha pure devotee. Then Madhyama pure devotee. Uttama pure devotee. So therefore non-devotees are the lowest. And then mixed devotees are the Chaturvidha Bhajan Tema. Janasukrita Narjana Artho Jignyasa Arthartha Jnani. They are mixed devotees. And then Kanishtha devotee. And then Kanishtha Madhyama Uttama. So for non-devotees, what they should do? They should hear about Krishna's divinity and greatness. This is what we should teach in Bhakti Vriksha and all. Make them, induce them to chant Hare Krishna. Read or hear pastimes occasionally, because they cannot appreciate pastimes directly. Why? Because they may take Krishna very cheaply. First, they should be very firmly rooted in Krishna's greatness and His supremacy. Therefore, Prabhupada emphasized a lot on philosophy. Many newcomers don't like philosophy so much. They want to hear pastimes. But they have to hear the philosophy like a medicine. So you have to give a capsule, a sugar-coated capsule of, you know, bitter medicine. You have to give. You give little nice pastime and then invest a lot of philosophy also in it, so that they will learn nicely. Avoid Bhagavad Sattahas and esoteric books and all. They should avoid. And mixed devotees, what they should do? Purify selfish motives. Read and hear about Dashavataras, Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narsingha, all those pastimes they should hear. And then hear pastimes like Samudra Manthan Leela. And the Lord's opulent pastimes, especially Sitaram Leela and Lakshmi Narayan Leela, they should read more, mixed devotees. And occasionally they can read Krishna's Vraja Leela. And there also they should read Naimitika Leela. Naimitika means demons, killing demons. Therefore I am going to speak from coming Monday, Monday, Tuesday and Thursday, 3 days in a week. I am speaking on 20 demons of Vraja Leela and lessons for sadhakas from that. That is very good for mixed devotees, because it will purify their hearts. And they should keep a reverential distance from the topics of Rasa Leela, Krishna and the gopis, the dancing and all that. Occasionally they can sing songs on Krishna Leela, occasionally. They should be taught to see Radharani as a divine mother, and not take her cheaply. And chant Hare Krishna regularly up to 16 rounds. And endeavor to give up the offenses, purify the heart by worshipping deities. So I have something more to say about the deities, I will tell you. Because we are all going from mixed to the Kanishtha to Madhyama. Therefore, the deities are very important for developing Lobha. And then, once you come to neophyte devotees, they may even purposefully read Krishna Leela. Why? Because neophyte pure devotee means he has a firm faith that Krishna is supreme. He has no doubt about that. He is confident. All of the demigods are subordinate to Krishna. Only thing is, he is a little fanatic. Because he thinks, I am a Atmano Bhakti Darpatha. I am a very great devotee. He thinks like that, neophyte devotee. And also, he criticizes the demigods. Many times the neophyte devotee is actually a little proud, so they can't preach and make devotees easily. So, therefore, when we are neophyte devotees, occasionally or briefly in a regulated way, we can read Krishna Leela. Because we have faith in Krishna as supreme, then we can read Krishna Leela. And don't purposefully read Gopi Leela, forming a Gopi Bhav club and all that. One should avoid. When familiar with the truths of these pastimes, they may chant holy names while praying for relief from unwanted habits and praying to remove the obstacles of devotion to the Lord and the holy name. And when chanting Hare Krishna improves the quality, they'll go to Madhyam Adhikari. Gradually, from Kanishtha to Madhyam, they will go. Trinada Pishanichana mood, when they adopt, they can go ahead. Then adopt the mood of Lord Chaitanya's associates. The Chaitanya's associates like Swarup Damodar, they always considered themselves instruments in assisting Lord Chaitanya. They never intruded with Lord's mood. They don't directly enter Krishna's pastimes. Always they remain servants in Mahaprabhu's movement. So in this way, gradually, so these slides tell you in what stage we are in and how we should read. In this way, the Lobha will gradually appear for the divine couple. So, we already exceeded the time today. So, coming back to, there were two things I wanted to do. One of the things I have done today. So, in the third door of the heart, today I told you about Chitta. And I told you about vritti, vasana, sanskaras. Then I also told you, where do these things develop from, vritti, vasana, sanskar? You know, there are five things from which it develops. You know, parents and grandparents, teachers, books, movies, you know, friends, association. From all these things it develops. If you had good friends in your life, you are fortunate. If you hadn't, it's an unfortunate thing. But whatever it is, the vritti, vasana, sanskaras are already formed and they are occupying our this thing. Our chitta, our heart. Krishna says, when it comes to us, he says, man mana, think of me, he says. When it comes to his pure devotees, he says, mat chitta, mat gata prana, bodhayanta parasparam. He says, my devotees are, pure devotees have given their heart to me. If you can't give your heart, at least give your mind, he's saying. Man mana, bhava mat bhaktav, think of your, so, at least with conscious mind, you think of me. If you cannot give your heart, after you become a pure devotee, you can give your heart to me. Like that he says. So, therefore, giving chitta to Krishna is not a very easy thing. Therefore, I told you the third door is opened by him from inside. Seeing certain qualities in us, like quality of humility, tolerance, respecting all jivas, and not anticipating any respect, and repentance, and seeking forgiveness, and gratitude. All the golden qualities when our heart is manifesting, that charms the heart of Krishna to open the door. And he wants to see who is this devotee, who is actually ideal follower of Radharani. So, therefore we have to attract Krishna and make him open the door. That is the method of, for that we have to awaken lobha in our heart. So, I already showed you the article on lobha. Another article I couldn't show you is this. Maybe this article I can send. You can read it yourself. This is about the deities in the Madhvacharya worshipped, and Ramanujacharya, Shankaracharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Madhavendra Puri. Is coming now, all this? You know, all these great personalities, they worshipped Kshetsar Gopinath. So you can see they all had loving exchange with the deity, all these personalities, you see. I was planning to speak on some of this, and this is a family in Pakistan, this husband and wife, they are very sincere devotees. Look at this Radha Krishna, Radha Gopinath they call, very beautiful deities. This Mataji, you can see how she decorates them, see, in festivals. See here how she has decorated. So Radharani is having this thing, laddu in the hand. See, what decoration. So actually, grihasthas can worship the deity with their heart and awaken love very easily for them. So, you can read this. These are from Prabhupada's purport, 325-35. I have not elaborated, but you can read them. You will understand it easily. And then practical benefits of deity worship. So, I will give both these PPTs. This also, benefits of deity worship. So, you can read these things. That's all. So, these two PPTs, one on deity worship, now, which I am showing you now, and another one on lobha. And these two will jointly help us, worshipping of the deity, chanting of the rounds, and awakening lobha by reading Prabhupada books. So, three things. Studying Prabhupada books systematically in a proper way. Who should read what I showed you? And then awakening lobha through that. Awakening lobha by chanting nicely and worshipping the deity very nicely. And I told you three other things today. Keeping the mind calm by obedience and sharanagati and regulated lifestyle and all. So in this way, we can attract Krishna's attention. And then, like our Gajendra says, Nama Atma Pradipaya Sakshine Paramatmane Namo Giram Viduraya Manasaschetasamapi. He's saying, my dear Lord, you are like a sun. Nobody can order the sun to come in the sky. And nobody can take a hurricane lamp or a torch light to look at the sun. Because sun has to be seen by the sunlight only. Similarly, you can be seen only by your mercy only, he's saying. And you will also be manifesting in our heart at your own will when you are attracted to our seva bhav. So let us try our best to increase our service attitude. so that one day our heart becomes like butter and you will come to steal it. That is a prayer of Gajendra, in one of the Gajendra Moksha prayers. So thank you all very much. So I will share this PPTs with you and you can leisurely go through it yourself. Okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you. I'm sorry I have exceeded the time today because I wanted to complete this. I didn't want to keep it pending. To complete it. I will send it across to you Prabhu, by email. I'll send you. Okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Actually, I can take another 10 minutes out. I have no problem. Is it all? I can answer the question. Give me this thing. There is a question in this thing. Chat. Okay. Yeah, here one Gaurav Prabhu is asking, how to develop good relationships with our mentor or seniors if you are not feeling comfortable with them or if you are carrying some grudges because of some past reasons or situations? Yeah. One of the things is we want our mentors to be behaving like pure devotees. But then they also are working on some of their own anarthas also. See, I am here and they are here. And our spiritual master is way above. And we want them to be like our spiritual master. And that is why we maintain grudges. But if we can learn to accept the fact that just like I am struggling in my spiritual life, senior is struggling in their level, but they are more advanced than me. Therefore, I will take their association. And they may manifest little anarthas. That means sometimes they become little proud, they become little angry, little bit fruitive. They may have some impurities, but they're good souls. Why? The moon also has some black marks, but still the moon gives light in the night. Stars don't give light, but moon gives light. Similarly, Vaishnavas give light, even though they may be having certain old bad habits and all, in terms of anger or pride or something like that. So if you are ready to tolerate that, then you can get their association. I will ask you a simple thing. Say you come to know that there is a civil engineer who builds very beautiful houses, very attractive houses he has built in your city. You know, but he is not a Brahmana. Say he is from a Shudra family. Will you have any difficulty? Employing him and making your house. You don't care about whether Brahmana, Shudra. He does the job well. You take similarly, your mentor, you know, he may have certain difficulties which he may be sorting out by associating with his spiritual master. But as far as you are concerned, he can provide you so much support in your spiritual life. So we can always think like that. As far as I am concerned, he is able to guide me for my need and he is caring for me. And he is escorting me nicely. And I will do my homework. Let him do his homework. If you think like that, we can very easily associate and take advantage. How can we get the PPT? Yeah, I will be sending it to our Prabhu, Sri Gopal Pan Prabhu. Prabhu, they are asking about the PPT. I will send you. You will send it across to them. Correct, Prabhu? Yeah. I will send it to Prabhuji. I will send by email. I will send to them, Surana Gaurai Prabhu and them, and they will send it across. Yeah, you can share it to everybody. Yeah. And here is a question. Jagrat Kumar Prabhu is asking, how we should keep relations with our seniors as previously before coming to Krishna consciousness, he was my friend. And now as he has become my senior. Sometimes it happens like that. Yeah. Actually, if he was your college friend or school friend, now he has become a devotee now. One should not see the past. Say one of your friend was smoking in the past in the college. Now he has become a devotee. And everybody is praising, Prabhu, he gives such a wonderful Bhagavatam class. Such amazing class he gave from that particular shloka. And you may say, okay, Prabhu, this is a wonderful class, but I know who he is. He used to smoke in the college days. Like that, if somebody says, that becomes aparadh. Because one should not remember one's previous material life prior to coming to Krishna consciousness. So it's a little difficult to remove from our mind. But nevertheless, we have to do it. and try to see them as Vaishnava. Similarly, for a husband to see wife as a Vaishnavi is a little difficult. For husband thinks, oh, she is my wife, and she's taking care of me. And so one tends to imagine that she is my servant. But one shouldn't forget she is Krishna Dasi. I am Krishna Das, she is Krishna Dasi. So just as it is difficult to see one's wife as Krishna Dasi, in the same manner, it's difficult to see a old friend. In case you feel you are becoming too familiar with him, then you can respect him from a distance. But if you can be respectful to him as a Vaishnava, then you can deal with him. And also, why is he senior? In my previous life, I might have done 30% advancement in Krishna consciousness, and he might have done 80% advancement. So therefore, when we find that sometimes devotees even who come later than us become more advanced than us, sometimes it is seen like that. So one should always know that spiritual advancement is different, material relationships are different. Ashwath Narayan Prabhu is asking, can we recollect shlokas in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam and connect pastimes of Lord to remember Lord while chanting? That's a good question. Actually, before chanting and after chanting, you can do that. Shloka recitation. I had one seminar called Smaranam. I think I did it for ICC Bangalore before also. So in that we had written, we can actually memorize shlokas. Shlokas are very, very powerful. And memorizing Vaishnava songs of Acharyas. You recite the shloka, sing the song, and meditate on the meaning. It's very wonderful. I used to always be fond of singing that song. Manasa deha geho jo kichu mor. And similarly, shlokas of Bhagavatam. You can have one shloka can be very absorbing. But during chanting, we should try to hear the sound of the holy name. And we should not distract ourselves by singing song or shloka. Somebody was asking me recently, Prabhu, can we hear the class and along with that chant side by side? No. We have to exclusively chant and hear. You can't do both things. Similarly, singing a song, even before chanting, I've seen my spiritual master, when he would come from his room taking the bead bag, I will always be murmuring one Vaishnava song. Manaso deho geho. He'll be singing and coming when he's coming to the temple hall always. So because it helps him to prepare his mood before getting into chanting. But once he gets into chanting, my Lord, he would just forget the external world and just hear attentively. And Monkote Prabhu is asking, office pressures keep on disturbing on our personal life. How to reduce pressure? Okay. Office pressure sometimes keep indefinitely increasing more and more, but you have a limited energy in your body. We are all human beings and they keep on increasing the pressure. So what I am suggesting devotees, I am telling devotees that, between the age of 20 to 35, you do a job in such a way that at the age of 35, you will become very expert in one area where you can become like a consultant or something like that. When I told this, some of our devotees told, Prabhuji, I'm in IT company. Past 15 years, I've been coding, doing only coding. And right now, I'm 35, but even a 20-year-old boy can do my job, they said. Then I said, it's very dangerous for you, not good. Because tomorrow they will think, why to give such a big salary to this fellow? A 20-year-old boy can do that. So they will consider removing you. So therefore, in the 10-15 years, we should actually develop certain skills by which you become indispensable. I have devotees in Pune who, when they became 35, 36, 38, they left the job. And then they started running their own consultancy kind of thing. Then they make more time. Some of them are doing business. Like one devotee, after 10 years of IT life, he came out, he started a farm. He's making organic items and sending abroad, making good money. So there are many people doing many things. The whole idea is, you have to discuss with other devotees and make a plan in your life to make more time for yourself. You can't slog like a donkey all life till 70, 80 years. Just not worth it. There are ways to make money. But just as different people are trying out different things, we have to find out. But you also need a stable situation also. Nowadays, people are sitting at home and doing home tuition for children abroad. And they are making a lot of money, 70,000-80,000 per month there are people making if you have the talent. So I'm just throwing some ideas I'm throwing. But what I'm saying is we can modify our life. Santosh was asking, I need a book reference to study shloka, chandas as per various meter. Oh, actually, there is one devotee called Gauranga Darshan Prabhu in Govardhaneko village. If you put vidyapitha.in, vidyapitha.in, you will get reference to Gauranga Darshan Prabhu's materials and all. They have got recordings of shloka recitation, I think. There you can get, yeah. And Balaji Prabhu is asking, despite hearing so many times, we fail in our practice and do not follow obedience in my spiritual life. How to be serious always? Okay, Radha Bhavan Mataji, okay. Very sincere question, actually. Because you are asking this question sincerely, that means you really are becoming more obedient in your spiritual life, undoubtedly. Actually, people who are advancing, they always feel I am not advancing enough, which is actually very good. It is Krishna's gift for them, so that they can advance even more. Actually, spiritual life is a life of gradual improvement. We should not become disheartened that in one go we are not able to do everything. It's a gradual process. Like you see, you put a bucket under the tap in the night, and drop by drop water is coming in the tap. Like that it's coming little by little. So if you again and again go every 10 minutes and see, it will not be full. Tapak, tapak, like that it keeps coming. So you just go to sleep in the night, and next day morning you get up. Morning you open the washroom, bathroom, you will find dubuk, dubuk sound will come because the water is overflowing the morning, isn't it? Similarly, bhakti also, keep on doing, keep on doing, keep on doing, every day chanting, reading, hearing, serving. Don't worry too much. Be properly situated. And then after many years you will see, like the overflowing bucket, loba will come in our heart. Then everything will come automatically. So Prabhupada says bhakti is as if automatic for those who take it very seriously. So, I have one article called Becoming How to Be Serious, Strict and Sincere. I will send that also to Prabhuji. You can share with everybody. It is only one page only. Just this short point wise only. So that will give you some clue on what can we do in order to become very obedient in our spiritual life. Okay. The various meters are available in ISKCON Desiatory free for all Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam shlokas. Oh, really? Okay. For Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, it's there in Desiatory. So you can easily go and take. So I've answered all the questions. Okay, Prabhu. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm sorry I kept you all waiting a little late. Today, Parampuja Gopalakrishna Maharaj was coming online to Pune. So I had to a little bit delay the program. Nevertheless, most of it I wanted to speak, I could speak today. So you have a lot of things we discussed to contemplate about. You keep doing. And regarding the heart, it's a very big topic. So whenever I speak to all of you in future, I will keep saying more about it. Because you have heard the first two, body and mind, well. And heart we discussed to some degree today. I'll keep speaking more about it in the future sessions. Okay? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your